Cherokees attacked European Americans along a British treaty border due to repeated treaty violations and threats by the Americans to invade.
Brigadier General Griffith Rutherford's part-time militia army marched to retaliate by destroying Cherokee villages. It includes around 2,400 men on horseback, 1,400 pack horses, and a herd of cattle. See our Davidson's Fort page for details. Look at the highest point of the farm field to the east. An advanced detachment of 1,000 men of Rutherford's militia arrived at the Cherokee village of Watauga on Sunday, September 8, 1776, now called Watauga. Dropping down from Coe-Watauga Gap, they must have forded the Little Tennessee River somewhere nearby. It curves around the east and north or left sides of the modern fields. You can drive through the town site later.
An anthropologist wrote, "Archaeological and historical research indicate that Cherokee and their ancestors have lived near this site for thousands of years." At the high point of the hill is the town's earthen mound, built hundreds of years earlier by Native Americans of the Mississippian culture, or Cherokee ancestors, and topped by a wooden community building. Naturalist William Bartram had visited Watauga in May 1775.
"Riding through this large town," he wrote, "the road carried me up to the council house, which was a very large dome or rotunda situated on the top of an ancient artificial mound, and here my road terminated. All before me on every side appeared little plantations of young corn, beans, etc., divided from each other by narrow strips or borders of grass, which marked the bounds of each one's property, their habitation standing in the midst." An historian adds, "At Watauga, the chief invited Bartram for a meal of boiled venison, corn cakes, and boiled hominy washed down with cool milk. After the meal, the host offered his guest tobacco and pipe, decorated with feathers and wampum and sheathed in snake skin." Like most of the ancient mounds adopted by Cherokee villages, this one was plundered and leveled by Americans starting in the 1800s, but some of it remains atop the hill. The town was warned by Cherokees fleeing Rutherford's approach the next year, so everyone had left. Its warriors were probably at the Black Hole Valley west of modern Franklin with many others, hoping to ambush the militia later. The next day, the rest of the army arrived. On Tuesday the 10th, a detachment of 600 was sent south to Niquassee, now Franklin, hoping to meet up with the South Carolina militia force that planned on meeting Rutherford there. Meanwhile, Rutherford's men began destroying the crops here by trampling them with horses and livestock and taking any valuables left behind. After camping overnight, the next day they marched north to Coe after setting all of the buildings ablaze. If you want to see more of the town site, pause this audio and follow the driving instructions under Town Site, then restart the audio. Watauga stretched along the banks of the river through its curve to the south. Up the slope from the bottomlands on the left, you would have seen sturdy log cabins, round sweat lodges of vertical logs, farm fields, livestock pens, and at least one granary. The mound and surrounding acres are now owned by a conservation trust protecting it. Depending on which direction you are headed next, you can either turn around or simply stay on Riverbend, which eventually loops back to NC 28.